Sí, un momento.
Señor Davis, we are at last through to your New York call.
Hello. Hello, Bill Davis.
Hello, this is Buffy.
Hi, Buffy. How are you?
I'm fine, Uncle Bill. When are you coming home?
Right away, honey. I'm anxious to see you.
Mrs. Beasley finally had to put on glasses.
Oh, that's fine, Buffy. Let me speak to French, will you? I'm calling long distance.
Is the phone for me?
Uncle Bill, talk to Jody. Hi.
Oh, hi, Jody. Jody, look, I'm going to be home real soon, and we can spend a lot of time together. Right now, I want to talk to French.
Can you hear me, Uncle Bill?
Yeah, I can hear you, Jody.
That's good. Bye.
Don't hang up, Jody.
Bill, talk to Uncle Bill.
I wonder what he's going to say when he finds out I've moved in, too.
Hello?
Kids, please. Now, it took me 2 days to get this connection. I'm calling from Peru.
Mr. French! It's Uncle Bill on the phone.
He's calling from Peru.
You have to talk loud.
Loudly. Mr. Davis? French, yeah?
French. Now, we've got the project started finally, so I'm going to be able to get out of here tomorrow. I'm going to take the company plane to Arequipa, and then I can get a commercial to Lima, and from there I can get a jet to New York. So, I'll see you sometime tomorrow night.
Very good, sir.
French? Who was that other voice there?
Sir, that was our third child, Sissy.
Sissy? What's she doing there?
Sir, at the time of your departure, we had the two. We have since acquired Miss Sissy, which seems to complete the set.
Well, now, French, don't worry. I'll take care of that when I get home tomorrow. I'm going to ring off here now. So long.
Goodbye, Uncle Bill.
Three of them. Do you miss me?
Yes, but Miss Beasley is my really and truly friend. So whenever I cried at night, she would say, "There, there, Buffy." Say hello to Jody.
Hi, Jody.
And Sissy.
Sissy. It's been a long time.
It sure has. It's wonderful to see you again, Uncle Bill.
I didn't know you were here when I called.
I realized that.
Oh, excuse me, sir. First, you'll want to rest after your long journey.
Have I still got a bedroom?
Oh, quite, sir, quite. I activated the guest room for Buffy and Sissy. Master Jody has been sleeping in your room, sir, but I've moved him into the den.
Uncle Bill, I don't like the den. I'm scared of tigers.
Huh? Oh, well, that's not a real tiger, Jody. That's just a head mounted on the wall. You know, stuffed. He can't hurt you. I shot him in Bengal.
What did you do with the rest of it?
Nothing. I just brought home his head.
If I did that, I'd get spanked.
Well, look, kids. I am exhausted, and I haven't had much sleep, so I'm going to bed now. Good night.
Good night.
Now that I'm home, we'll have plenty of time together, okay?
Good night.
Okay, good night. Good night.
Buffy, Sissy. He likes kids.
I hope he likes me.
There you are, Jody. Real llama.
Will they bite?
No, they're just hairy shoes.
And there's yours, Buffy. Oh, here, Sissy. That's for you. I figured a pretty girl could always use another one of those things.
It's beautiful.
It's good to see you again, Sissy.
Uncle Bill, I know you weren't expecting me to move in on you like this.
Well, don't you worry about that. Look, I have to go to the office early tomorrow. Why don't you come down about noon, and then we can have lunch and we'll talk, okay?
Fine. And whatever you decide to do, I'll understand.
You know, when your father and I were kids, we used to do everything together. We've had a pretty good double play combination going, you know, baseball. He meant a lot to me. I mean, he was more than a brother. We were good friends, too, you know.
He used to tell me about you, Uncle Bill.
We always used to say that we'd have to see more of each other. They were real busy raising a family, and I was wandering around all over the world. Well, I'm going to go to bed before I fall over. Good night, Sissy. Good night, kids.
Good night.
Good night.
Oof.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.
Mama!
Uncle Bill.
Jody? What's wrong?
I was dreaming. When I woke up, the tiger was looking at me real mean. He has very sharp teeth. He might come in here and bite you.
Jody, I think at a rough estimate, I could safely say I've had 2 hours sleep in the last 2 days. But right now, I'm going back to sleep, and you are going back to bed.
Which bed?
You can take your pick. Anyone but this.
How about Sissy's and Buffy's bed?
Great. Why didn't you wake them up in the first place?
I did last night. I'm not allowed to do it again. Mr. French says I have to be a little man.
Very good. I'll see you in the morning. Good night.
Good night. Uncle Bill, if you're scared in the dark, do you want me to keep you company?
I guess I am a little bit scared in the dark. Okay?
Okay.
And Alice, while I can understand your desire to reunite the three children, I'm sorry, but at this time,
I feel that it will not work out. I am perfectly willing to keep the twins, at least temporarily. However, a 15-year-old girl is something else again. Sissy is a lovely girl. However, I am not happy about the way you just dumped her off, abandoned her on my doorstep while I was in the wilds of Peru. And therefore, I've reluctantly decided to put Sissy on a plane and send her back to you. Of course, I will continue to be personally responsible for any of her expenses. Regards. You got that, Miss Lee?
Yes, sir. Your niece just arrived, Mr. Davis.
And every Tuesday, Piglet spent the day with his great friend, Christopher Robin. And they were all together again.
There. Did we like it?
Oh, I hope so, Joe.
Is that the end?
For today.
Now can we run and yell?
You may run.
Mr. French, I'll trust you with Mrs. Beasley. She's my really and truly friend. I'd better go with Jody. He's just a little boy.
Go.
Of course, we got this project going in Peru now, you know, and I have to fly back and forth from there. But I'll stay here temporarily, at least till I get, until I get you kids settled. One way or the other.
Uncle Bill, could I talk to you about that?
Sure.
I've thought it over and I want to go back to Terre Haute and live with the Graysons.
You do? You mean really?
Oh, yes. You see, back there, I had my own room and nice dresses, plenty of good healthy food, and a TV set. Well, I suppose I miss my high school friends. The Graysons, they used to always let me go to school dances and movies on the weekends.
They did?
Mm-hmm. Eddie Parker was on the basketball team. He's 6 feet 4 inches and weighs 145 pounds.
Center?
Guard. Joe Whitfield is 6'6".
6'6"? Well, Sissy, there are an awful lot of problems here.
I know. I might just as well leave tonight. Would you wire Mrs. Grayson to expect me?
Well, sure. I mean, if that's what you want, you're not in any hurry, are you? I mean, there's no big hurry to get back there now, is there?
No.
Because you're in New York, so you might as well enjoy it, don't you think? I mean, you could go shopping or something. Get some real nice outfits, you know, something that'll kind of put the dazzle on Joe Parker there, or is it... Whitfield.
Eddie Parker.
Eddie Parker. Okay. Well, we might as well get going.
Uncle Bill, I'm glad we have it settled.
What?
When you're a child like Buffy or Jody, it's easy to believe in the magic of people loving and caring. It was kind of foolish at my age.
Sissy, what's that mean to you, the magic of people loving and caring?
I'm not sure, Uncle Bill. I guess that's why I came to New York, to find out.
Miss Lee, cancel that letter.
Well, now, Mr. French, I do believe.
Oh, there. Hardcastle, huh? A typical weather.
Quite. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Come. Still with that same engineer fellow, I presume?
To be sure. Still with that same tradesman, I presume?
The owner of a large department store can hardly be called a tradesman.
Matter of degree, old boy.
Reading, I see. Winnie the Pooh.
Yes, fascinating.
Are you by any chance reading Winnie the Pooh to this, doll?
Certainly.
Judy has to wash his hands.
Well, then take him there.
I can't. It's the boy.
Well, then wait outside.
He needs you. He can unbutton, but he can't button.
Excuse me, old boy. A matter of button. Buffy, I return to you your really and truly friend, Mrs. Beasley.
If I hadn't seen this, I would never have believed it.
Lad seems to be putting up a gallant struggle against his bath, sir. I must say it's rather difficult to distinguish which are his screams and which is Miss Sissy's music.
We'll have to talk to her about that.
Yes, sir. Oh, may I inquire, sir, what are the sleeping arrangements for tonight?
Let's put Jody in my room and I'll sleep in the den.
And his turtle, sir?
Well, sure.
Yes, sir.
Later on, we could redo that little storeroom and put his bed in there.
Later, sir?
Yeah, later. Well, you realize we are keeping Buffy.
Yes, I suppose I do, sir.
Now, we wouldn't want to split those twins up again, would we? Now, that brings us to Sissy.
Sissy, sir.
I look at it this way, French. I figure, if we can handle two kids, we can handle three, right?
Would you be requiring any more coffee, sir?
No.
Would there be anything else tonight, sir?
Not a thing.
Very well, sir.
Mr. French, you didn't come in to say goodnight.
I was busy.
Packing?
Yes.
To go away?
Yes.
Oh. When are you coming back?
I really couldn't say.
Mrs. Beasley doesn't want you to go away.
Buffy, go to bed. Good night.
Yes, sir. Good night, sir.
Will there be anything else this evening, sir?
No, thanks. Oh, did you make up the couch in the den?
Oh, that won't be necessary, sir. You'll be much more comfortable taking over my room, sir.
What do you mean, taking over your room?
Well, I'm afraid I won't be needing it anymore, sir. I regret to say, sir, that I'll be departing your employment this evening.
You're going to... This evening?
Yes, sir. If 'twere done when 'tis done, then to a best were done quickly.
Now, let's not rush this, French.
Shakespeare, sir.
I know, it's Macbeth. Now, we can work this out.
I realized that they didn't need a manservant, sir, but a mother in residence. A middle-aged, well-upholstered, kindly and experienced housekeeper. One must face facts boldly, sir.
I don't want a mother in residence. I want to keep what we've got.
I'm sorry, sir. I spoke to Buffy, but I wonder, sir, if you'd be good enough to say goodbye to Jody and Sissy for me.
Can we talk this thing over?
There's nothing to talk over, I'm afraid, sir. Now?
French?
Thank you, sir. Goodbye, sir.
No, I'm not sick. I've just been abandoned on the doorstep of three children, that's all. Yes, there is something you can do for me, Miss Lee. You can call every agency in town and see if you can find a middle-aged, well-upholstered housekeeper. Right. Get me a mother in residence right away. Thank you.
Uncle Bill, I dressed myself.
One green sock and one red.
That's all I could find. I dressed myself, too.
Come and get it. Breakfast is ready.
Sissy, it's nice of you to make breakfast for us. What are we going to have?
I'm trying to make your favorite. Eggs Benedict, just the way Mr. French does.
Coffee looks good.
Is something wrong?
No, it's great, honey. I like it thick.
Oh, I let it boil too long. I'm not very good at Eggs Benedict either.
Huffy, I'm hungry. Be quiet, Jody, or Uncle Bill will make us eat Sissy's cooking.
It's Mr. French!
He's back!
French! French.
Good morning, sir. Now, children, we don't sit at the table dressed like a pack of street urchins. March.
He's back all right.
Buffy?
Yes, Mr. French?
Buffy. What was this doing in my luggage?
Mrs. Beasley is not a this. She's a her.
Very well, then. What was this her doing in my luggage?
Mrs. Beasley said she wanted to come with you because you were our really and truly friend, and without her, you would be all alone.
Buffy, a man's luggage is private property. And no one must trespass on private property.
No, sir.
And didn't I tell you to get properly dressed for breakfast?
Yes, sir.
Well, then go.
Miss Lee, check signals. Now cancel that well-upholstered middle-aged mother in residence and hold on to those Peruvian bankers. I'll make the conference in time. Right. And call Miss Dawson. I will lunch with her today and theater tonight as planned. Right. Oh, I got it under control now. Yeah, it's going to be sunshine and downhill all the way.